This piece was brought to you by Academy Opus Cassius, academy-mons.com,
heritageradionetwork.org.
Science and technology.
Sight, sound, taste, smell, touch. How do the five senses affect the experience of eating? Our in-house science correspondent, Meredith Hodnett, takes us deeper into the senses to give us a fuller understanding of how our brain makes eating so awesome. In this piece, Meredith will explore the sense of taste.
Taste is our chemical connection to the world around us. We evolved different tastes to clue us in on important needs from our food. Sweetness led the way to calorie-rich foods. Saltiness and sour let us keep our ions in balance. Umami, or savory taste, satisfied our protein cravings. And bitter alerted us to lurking poisons. The ins and outs of how taste work is still a mystery. Throw away the tongue taste map they gave you in elementary school, with sweet taste buds in the front and bitter in back, sour along the sides. Taste is much more complicated and interesting than a cartoon diagram. Taste buds aren't even limited to the tongue. There are some on the roof of your mouth and in the nose. One taste bud can have up to 100 taste cells, and those cells have hundreds of different combinations of receptors. It's these receptors that actually interact with the food. Both sour and salty foods have positively charged ions, or molecule fragments. Salt breaks down into sodium ions, and sour acids have hydrogen ions. Salty and sour taste receptors let these ions directly into the taste cells through special channels. When enough ions accumulate, the charge of the taste cell changes and triggers the nerves to tell the brain about the taste. Sweet, bitter, and umami receptors are called G-protein coupled receptors. These are large proteins lodged in the taste cell wall. A food chemical attaches to the receptor on the outside of the cell, which triggers the receptor to release a G-protein messenger on the inside. The messenger sends a signal to the cell, which then sends signals to the nerves and eventually tells the brain to interpret a taste. Sweet taste cells are tuned to identify specific kinds of sweet foods. Some receptors are triggered by all sweeteners, from diet soda to honey, but others only respond to natural ones. On the other hand, all bitter taste cells can pick up all bitter tastes. This makes sense evolutionarily, because humans had to discern which sugars were easiest to digest, but just had to spit out any and all bitter poisons. Umami taste receptors are still not well understood, but there is some evidence that they are closely related to sweet receptors. There are miracle berries that can hijack sweet receptors. The berries have special proteins that lock into the sweet receptors, but don't trigger the G-protein messenger. After eating them, you can't taste anything sweet. That is, unless you eat a food with acid, like lemon or lime. With acids around, the berry protein changes shape and triggers the messenger to signal the sweetness. Lemons instantly turn to lemonade. Taste may seem simple with only five notes to play, but this sense reflects complex biology and millennia of evolution. I'm Meredith Hodnett for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thanks for listening.